This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. One of the two former sheriff's officers facing murder charges in the death of Christian Glass pleaded not guilty Thursday. Glass was a 22-year-old man from Boulder who got his car stuck on some rocks outside of Idaho Springs and called 911 for help. When officers arrived, he said he was afraid to get out of his car. About an hour later, one officer, Andrew Buen, shot and killed him. Glass's mother, Sally, spoke to reporters outside the courtroom.
Hear that, not guilty. And it's like, Jesus, are you kidding me? You murdered our son intentionally and maliciously, and you've got the gall to say not guilty?
Buen faces a trial likely next year. Today's the last day for testimony in the effort to disqualify Donald Trump from next year's Colorado ballot. Yesterday, Trump's attorneys presented witnesses who organized and attended the attack on the U.S. Capitol in 2021. They testified the mood there was not violent and that they did not interpret Trump's speech as a call to rebellion. A ruling in the case is expected later this month, and it is almost certain to be appealed. Colorado lawmakers have again given a thumbs down to a bill that would have allowed safe injection sites. CPR's John Daly says the facilities would have allowed people to use illegal drugs under medical supervision.
The state's Opioid and Other Substance Use Disorders Study Committee rejected draft legislation about overdose prevention centers. A similar bill failed last year. Governor Polis opposes the facilities, citing uncertainty about federal government enforcement. The committee did advance four other bills dealing with things like enhancing prevention efforts, insurance coverage, access, and data collection. Nearly 1,800 people died from overdoses last year in Colorado, a near record high. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.